Hi, thank you so much for holding. My name is Shani. I'm the supervisor here that will be assisting you. And may I have your name, please?
Tina, T-I-N-A, Bell, B as in boy, E-L-L.
Okay, and give me one moment to get the account pulled up here.
Okay.
Okay, could you reconfirm your shipping address for me, please?
Why don't you give me the address that's showing up on the name?
I don't have that pulled up yet. I do have to enter an address to get the account opened, but I did locate an account associated with your name.
Okay, because the McKendrick did not have my address. It was a different address.
Okay, what was the address that was confirmed?
I'm not sure what it was. I did not write it down because it's not my address.
Okay. Well, how were they able to locate an account?
He pulled up my name and gave me the address. It's not the right address. He called me back because I called this phone number because this is the phone number my bank gave me for a charge. And he could not find me on the system.
Okay.
And that's
What
why he.
let me I don't know if he was able to locate an account. That's why I was asking you that information. Provide me with your zip code. Let me see if I can find the correct account.
43055.
And you did say first and last name Tina Bell, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What's the amount of the charges that you're receiving?
The first one was $7.95, and the second one was $56.95.
Okay. My system's still loading, so bear with me, okay?
Okay.
And I apologize for the wait, it's still loading.
Okay.
Okay, what's the last four digits of the card that's being charged?
I'm not going to give any card information.
Okay, well, being that I don't have an address to confirm an account, I'm trying to locate an account for the charges that you're receiving, and that's the only other way that I can go forward with doing so.
Well, he had my name, and he had my zip code, and he had my phone number. That should be on any account that you have.
Okay, but also you said that you're receiving charges. If the address is not matching and any other information on the account, we got to get some kind of way to confirm that this is what is being billed to you because you do have a general name, so there could be many Tina Bells.
I'll give you the last four of my
Yes,
cards.
and just the last four.
It's 3421.
Okay, so with this particular account, the address is the Burt Avenue Apartment A.
Yes, that is
Okay.
my address.
185 Burt Avenue, Apartment A. Okay. This account was created back on November the 8th. It was a sweepstakes offer done for a cookware set to where $7.95 shipping and handling was paid for it.
Okay.
Okay. So do you
What was
remember
the
doing that
56?
offer?
My daughter did, yes. What was the
Okay.
56.95 for?
So, with doing the sweepstakes offer, there were some additional terms and conditions with that, which was enrolling the account into our online discount membership store. So, with the $56.95 charge, it's sent to the email that's on the account, a $125 gift card voucher to shop at our online web store. And it's a monthly recurring charge until the account is closed.
Never got an email whatsoever about that.
That email would have been sent on the 14th to tbell8193@gmail.com.
Nope, never got an email about that. So can I get it taken off as a recurring account? I do not want that.
Okay. Well, what I'll go ahead and do first, I'm going to make sure that I get it canceled so that way that prevents any future membership charges.
Thank
Unfortunately,
you.
that charge is valid due to the fact that we've sent the gift card voucher. But what I can do to meet you halfway with the charge is I can do a 50% refund, which would be $28.48.
That is fine. I
Okay.
appreciate that.
Give me just a moment to get all this done for you, okay?
Okay.
And I'm still here. I'm almost done.
Okay, I can hear you clicking.
Trying to work as fast as possible. I did say my mouse is kind of loud. I need to get a new one.
Well, mine is too.
All right, almost done.
Okay.
Okay, I do have a cancellation number for you to write down. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay, I am ready.
It is 262-593-248.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. And your refund of $28.48, you'll see that go back to your card in 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Nope, that is all for me today.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.